The project is tentatively called the Razorback Regional Greenway. It's a 36-mile-long bicycle, pedestrian, and mobility corridor, and it will link the cities of Bentonville, Rogers, Lowell, Springdale, Johnson, and Fayetteville. In spring 2009, the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission established the Northwest Arkansas Active Transportation Committee, made up of local planners, advocacy groups, and interested citizens. It was charged with designing a trail from Bella Vista to Fayetteville. The Walton Family Foundation initiated the program by contracting with a national consulting firm, Alta Planning and Design, to locate and prioritize a specific backbone trail corridor. The foundation also pledged a $15 million match to any money raised. Last August, planners applied for federal aid for the trail. Under the Transportation Investment Generating Economic Recovery, or TIGER II, grant program, part of a 2010 Appropriations Act designed to continue investments in transportation infrastructure, all six city mayors signed on. In October, the program was awarded $15 million in federal aid. But that trail money was taken away in February, after the House Appropriations Committee introduced a continuing resolution, which we're hearing a lot about right now, H.R. 1, to cut spending by $100 billion from the president's fiscal year 2011 budget, the largest single discretionary spending reduction in the history of Congress, the Senate, as it was widely reported, stood in opposition. John McLarty's transportation study director for the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission. He said the threat to the trails funding only made the committee more determined.
So that just put us into high gear, really, to explore all the possibilities, to accelerate our process. Because another thing, even in H.R. 1, it said the Tiger II funds that were not obligated were going to be rescinded. So we just jumped into high gear to do all things necessary to obligate the funds.
The Planning Commission, working in concert with state agencies and stakeholders, fast-tracked the trail project by conducting historical and environmental studies in order to obligate the funds to fix them.
What you do is we sent letters of request to the State Historic Preservation Office and the Arkansas Natural Heritage Commission and U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and to the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, Environmental Division, and said, we need to start this process. And what we were asking for is what's called a categorical exclusion for the, for the environmental clearance. And that doesn't mean you don't do any environmental work. That just means that because a trail is not the same as, say, an interstate interchange or just an interstate highway footprint, that trails, even in the federal regs, kind of by their nature are considered to be a low environmental impact. But you still have to make sure that you're, causing a problem, an adverse impact on endangered species, wetlands, historic sites. So you still have to check that out and do a first level look. So we had, all those commissions all, jumped into gear and we realized the timeliness and everything. So that's kind of one of the messages out of this is we had an extraordinary level of cooperation from the federal and state agencies, including the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department, but also U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And, nothing was, ignored or skirted or not done correctly. They just all, multiple agencies jumped into gear, simultaneously.
The Arkansas Highway Transportation Department deployed its field archaeologists last Thursday to look at sites the State Historic Preservation Office had identified. It came back with a finding of no adverse impact. Regional planners immediately sent their findings on to the Federal Highway Administration, indicating it had fulfilled the necessary historical and environmental scoping protocol. That resulted in the reinstatement of $3.2 million of the Tiger II grant for trail engineering and design being obligated for 16 miles of the trail.
The full 36 miles goes from all the way from South Fayetteville up to the north side of Bentonville. And a big portion, say, in the south end of that in Fayetteville is the Skull Creek Trail. Well, it's already built. And they still need some work to get Skull Creek Trail down to Town Branch. And then there's a segment that's going to come up on the north side of Fayetteville through Johnson. So those portions in Fayetteville and Johnson, and then also the work that's already been done and being done in Bentonville, are not part of the federal aid project. They're proceeding on their own timetable. And, you know, they're being worked as city projects. So the federal aid is only the 16 miles that includes all of Springdale, Lowell, and up to Rogers. And Rogers has some pieces already on the ground. So the full 36 miles stitches together some trail, quite a bit of trail that's already there.
The Walton Family Foundation's $15 million challenge cost share is still in place, John McClarty says, as the project picks up steam.
I think this needs to be a strong message, though, is that other people can jump in. You know, the Family Foundation doesn't view themselves as the exclusive providers of local match. So they kind of, you know, they will be there with the funding to make the federal aid project successful. But if other entities wanted to jump in and help with that $3,750,000, let's just say all are welcome to provide, you know, to help provide those local funds. But they did assure, you know, Regional Planning Commission that they could provide the match for the for us to go ahead and commit to the matching agreement for the federal aid project, the $15 million.
Cities along the trail are also contributing resources and funds. Construction is slated for later this summer.
Well, there are two segments up in Rogers that are the closest to being ready for construction. And it's the two parts that go under the I-540, one up around the New Hope Road and then one down kind of in the promenade area. Possibly a groundbreaking in September, August or September, for those two segments in Rogers, and then later in the fall for the rest of the trail, portions of the rest of the trail.
A year ahead of schedule, McClarty says. Still, nothing is set in asphalt. Federal funding for the Razorback Regional Greenway remains at risk.
With the potential that the Tiger II money may or may not be there. So we only secured the design and engineering, and we're literally waiting to see if the Tiger II funds survive this week and, you know, pass this continuing resolution that we're on right now that expires whatever Thursday or Friday. If those Tiger II funds are taken out of the rest of fiscal year 2011, then that construction money won't be there. We'll just have design and engineering done, so we'll have our plans and something ready to go to bid with and no construction money. If the Tiger II funds survive this week of budget negotiations, then we'll have at least till the end of the federal fiscal year, the 2011 fiscal year, which is September 30th, we will have at least till then to obligate those construction funds. And to obligate the construction funds, you've got to have a construction, what's called a bid package. The plan specs and estimates. So it's still a horse race.
According to the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, the trail, once built, will be a national model for active transportation, green infrastructure, healthy living, equitable and sustainable economic development, and public-private partnerships. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.